Lundmeister is having the string drawn tight. The payloads are centered in this payload string with the beacons down in the end. Getting ready. 3, 2, 1. There it goes. Clean launch, clean launch. EOSS 83 is away from Deer Trail. Coming at you, trackers.
This is Station Alpha, stand 821 on the balloon launch. Congratulations on another fine launch. We'll get it back. WA0GH.
Sorry, Mark. Marty, I got 819, N0LP.
KKZ is WA0GH.
0KKZ.
Yes, sir. On 82, are we seeing what's expected, or is it seemingly not going as far west as we anticipated?
Currently, with the updated prediction of 1,400 feet a minute, the balloon is 2 miles to the west and 2 miles south of its predicted location.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. WA0GH.
Okay, and did you get your grid coordinate for that bearing?
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
Okay, M0KKZ.
K0YG. Mark, can you give us a call when you see it on Find You, sir?
K0YG, will do.
Yep, N0LP.
Station Charlie has acquired Merle Beacon.
Great, thank you for that. Station Bravo will advise when you acquire that beacon.
Still working on getting the computer set up here. Should have it any minute, K0JLZ.
Alpha, this is Foxtrot.
This is Alpha, go ahead.
We're now in position at 50, 47.7. That's 2 miles south of what's the name of that darn town? Linden on Road F.
Gotcha, good location. Thank you. WA0GH.
Charlie has acquired the EC0AK-11 beacon as well as the Merle beacon.
Excellent. WA0GH. Station Foxtrot, can you give me a correction on that? I have 50, 43.7, is that correct?
Negative, that's 50, 47.7.
Very good, thank you. I wrote it down wrong. WA0GH.
Station, this is Charlie.
Go ahead.
Hey, ground stationer, has the 82 balloon slowed down vertically? What's the current ascent rate, over?
Thank you.
this is Bravo.
Alpha, go ahead.
Yeah, we have the AC0AK-11 beacon on 14439.
N0, LNE, we got an eyeball on you, sir.
12, thank you. W0GU.
A0JLZ.
Alpha ground. Alpha ground.
It's Alpha, go ahead.
The Helo just flew past us on its way to Lyman.
Excellent, cool. W0GEA, thank you.
K0YUK-11, but I haven't been able to copy a packet yet. However, the AC0AK-11 is showing up on FindView.
Great, sir. Thank you very much. So, back to that problem with K0YUK-11 that we had last time.
I'm going to give it a couple more minutes here. The signal's still pretty weak, but not sure.
Roger. Thanks for that report, though, on AK0AC and 0LP. Talking to Russ, and his guess is back. Buckley's getting in your way.
I'm not hearing it so much today. I think the balloon finally got up just high enough. I can start to copy it strong enough.
Balloon's currently at 16.7, sir. Okay, thank you very much.
Alpha, this is Foxtrot.
W0GH, go ahead.
We're going to be turning any bearings soon. I've been out of the car and missed any recent announcements.
I haven't made one yet. We will make an announcement, and we'll probably grab a bearing here in about 10 minutes. I'm going to set this for 10 minutes. How's that?
Thank you, Marty. KC0RPS.
Okay, Jim.
Alpha, this is Bravo.
Hey, Bravo.
Yeah, beacon, beacon. Bearing on which one, 82 or 83?
We'll continue with 82 for now.
Roger, just needed to know what frequency I wanted. K0JLZ, Space Bravo.
WA0GEH0KKZ.
Go ahead, Rick.
Let me just give you a little update that the balloon is 5 miles west of where we expect it to be at this moment and 1 mile south. That should probably carry through to the landing.
Expected to be from your most recent updated prediction?
Affirmative.
Okay. Very good, thank you. W0GH.
Although, as soon as it bursts, I'll give you another prediction. That'll be much, much better.
Alpha, this is Bravo.
Alpha, go ahead.
Yeah, on the AC0AK-11 beacon, we're having trouble decoding that for some reason. We can decode the ones, this is on the D7, we can decode the ones on 3.9, or 3.4, but we're having trouble decoding the ones on 39, the AC08K. It came through as a partial packet once, and we haven't gotten anything good since then.
Let's check that out. AC08K, are you still getting the packets from your payload? AC08K, Mark, are you still getting packets?
KK's in.
Go ahead, Rick.
There was a packet on Find You 1 minute ago for 80AK-11.
Okay. I'm getting good packets from K0YUK, Jim, so you might, you can't get that one. Okay, I understand what you're doing. Sub-A0GH. We're at 90,000, 90 feet. Sub-A0GH.
Okay, actually, you're behind the times, 92,728. And we'll keep working on it here. If other people are receiving good packets, then it's got to be something that we're not doing right here. So we'll keep working on it. K0JLZ.
Okay, real fine. I just ran across the gym problem here. We're running the data connection off the radio, and it only receives one side or the other, depending on which is the main. So that's ugly. W0GH.
For ground?
Go ahead, ground.
Students have left. Caravan's on its way towards you.
Very cool. And Larry has those folks, K0ANI, is that right?
Correct.
Very good. Thank you for that. K0ANI, W0GH. KKZ, this is W0GH. What does your ascent rate look like on K0YK-11?
I don't have one of those yet. I can only do one balloon at a time.
Okay, let's see if ground station has that. Ground station, do you have an ascent rate for 83?
Correct, sir. 1,200 feet per minute.
1200, is that correct?
That's correct.
And that's a little quicker than you expected, right?
A little bit, but pretty close to being on. Might be quicker than Rick expected, I believe.
Okay, very good. So the W0GH. Okay, everybody, does anybody have a visual on the payload, the WA0GH? Nobody has a visual? We'll take a bearing here in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll take a bearing here at 8:49.
Rabbit Rick, ends are healthy.
And Station Bravo, when you're ready. WA0GH, we're at 99,250.